Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you. 17, I should say. 17:17:43 after, to be more specific, to turn flip that around. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. And usually people like that don't last, but somehow I've been able to make it through here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Reverend John F. Harrison, certified financial planner. He's a financial expert. He's also a minister. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery. And he's here to talk to us now about the dealing with uncertainty. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Uncertainty. I believe that there's one reason and one reason only that the economy is still languishing just below or just above, barely out of the recession level. And that is because of one thing and one thing only, and that's uncertainty. What do you think?
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
It's amazingly powerful, isn't it?
The markets don't quite know what to do, and business owners don't know whether to invest more or not, or hire more or not, and there's, you know, always this uncertainty. But I like to suggest to people that they take kind of a four-step process to looking at the news, because the news is the biggest feeder of the uncertainty, current events and what's happening in politics and all that sort of thing. And if people would take sort of a four-step approach to filtering the news, I think it makes it easier to prosper in uncertain times. And that's really important, because uncertain times, I'm convinced, are the only kind of times we ever really get.
Well, the Chinese curse, right? May you live in interesting times.
That's right.
But, you know, you make a good point about the media. There's a sociological term called availability cascade. Are you familiar with availability cascade?
I don't think so.
It is a term that's used when the media reports something so much that you watch it, and you watch the media, you consume that information so much, you begin to believe what's being reported is true, and you start behaving that way. In other
exactly.
words, if the media over and over and over again says we're headed for a recession, even though we're not there, and maybe we never get there, it starts becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
It's called availability cascade.
Interesting. I didn't know the term, but I knew the
concept. But it's what you described. You described
it. Yeah. And one of the first things, in fact, the first of my four steps for filtering the news is to keep the news in perspective, because it rarely delivers its own. When Obamacare was new, the bulk of the consternation was over its main feature, the insurance mandate for employers. And that only affects employers with either 50 or more employees or enough part-timers who work full-time equivalent hours of 50 employees. And according to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are about 27.8 million businesses in the country, 78% of whom have no employees. And of the around 5.4 million remaining, 6 million, you know, almost all of those have 20 or fewer.
Mm-hmm.
There are about 500,000 firms with between 20 and 99 employees.
Right.
And, a smaller number with 100 employees or more. So only about 2% of all businesses fall in the spot that might be affected by the employer mandate.
And I feel that way, and I agree. Everything that you just said, I believe, is accurate. I've been listening to your statistics, and I know those statistics, and I think you're accurate, except that here's the issue. This is the uncertainty part.
Mm-hmm.
Every small business owner who has employees doesn't believe that that 50 employee number isn't going to come down.
True.
You know what I mean? That once this, sort of the Campbell's nose under the tent kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all worried about that. That's an issue. What are the four filters?
That first one is keep the news in perspective, because there's always a broader set of facts that helps you evaluate how significant a particular headline
right.
is. And those statistics were an example of that. I would say the second step is to look for the opportunities that are hidden in the headlines. because almost every bit of news, even news that ends up being bad news on some level, has some opportunity hidden in it.
Boy, that's an excellent point. I mean, look around. When you see something happen that's really scary, look around and see if you can't make some hay out of that.
Exactly. You know, when
one person's disruption is another person's opportunity.
Absolutely. When President Obama was inaugurated in 2009, his first inauguration, a lot of gun owners worried because of his clinging to guns and religion comment and his typical antipathy to Second Amendment rights. And
right.
With every mention of potential gun control legislation, demand for guns rose.
Yeah.
And in the aftermath of some of these shootings, there's been a buying frenzy in ammunition.
I'd been smart 5 years ago, I would have gone out and bought all the gun stock and ammunition stock that I could. I don't mean the actual product. I mean their publicly traded shares.
Exactly.
Because those guys, their stocks have exploded, haven't they?
I've looked at two as an example. Smith & Wesson was $2.57 a share on the day that Obama was first inaugurated.
Right.
They'll open at $10.01 today. That's up 284%.
Yeah.
Ruger, RGR, stock symbol, was $6.25 when he was inaugurated the first time. It's $48.36 today.
Wow.
That's 673% gain in 4 years. So
that's right.
There's always an opportunity behind a headline, even if it's a bad headline.
Right, exactly. So, folks, that's a really important way to deal with uncertainty, is see where your ox is going to be gored with that, if that uncertainty happens, or maybe see how you can take advantage of that in the marketplace. It's the way things work. And, you know, people have been doing that for centuries. John Harrison is our guest. We got two more filters that he's going to talk to us about when we come back after these messages. How to filter out the news so that you can deal with uncertainty. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. His book is called Making Mammon Serve You.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.